This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And we're joined for a few moments by an exceptional writer, Catherine Marsh. She has had a full life as far as her journalism career goes, writing for Rolling Stone, Good Housekeeping, and also her work frequently appears in the New York Times, and she has served recently as the managing editor of the New Republic. And she is with us to talk about her latest work. It is called Nowhere Boy, and it focuses specifically on events that Catherine and her family experienced in Belgium in 2015 and in 2016. Good morning, Catherine Marsh.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Nice to talk with you. Well, you moved your family to Brussels for 3 years to escape the anxiety in America. What was the catalyst for making such a brave and bold move?
Well, there is a professional reason. So my husband is a newspaper journalist, and he had the opportunity to transfer to Brussels to write about NATO and European security. So we decided to take that opportunity, and our children at that point were quite young. They were 7 and 4, and it seemed like a good chance to experience another culture and have the children learn another language, too.
And when you got to Brussels, you wound up getting more than you bargained for, did you?
Yes, it was a very eventful year, Jim. When we got there, it was the height of the European refugee crisis, so there are 1 million refugees coming into Europe at that point. And in addition, there were a number of terror attacks that year, including the Brussels lockdown and the Brussels terror attacks in March of 2016. So there really was a lot going on around us.
And Nowhere Boy focuses on Ahmed, a young Syrian refugee. Tell us about what he went through.
Absolutely. So the book is actually about two boys. One is Ahmed, who is a orphan Syrian refugee who's lost his family on the way to Europe. And he arrives in Belgium as an unaccompanied minor. And one of the things that really struck me that year is that there were 80,000 children under 18 who were traveling alone. And in Belgium, about 2,600 of those kids who arrived alone were under 14 years old. And I really wanted to write the story of one of these children. But in addition, the other important character in the book is an American boy named Max, who comes to Brussels with his family, much like our family did for a year, and is put into the local French school, which we did with our children, and they didn't know French, and he's very frustrated and feels out of his comfort zone. So the friendship between these two boys becomes the catalyst for the story.
It weaves together the story of an American boy expat in Brussels and this Syrian child refugee, Ahmed, who's lost his family, as well as a German-Jewish teenage refugee.
That's correct. And one of the amazing things is we moved into a house in Brussels, and our street was named Avenue Albert Jeunard. And I quickly learned that the street had been renamed after World War II for a neighbor who had hidden, he was a Belgian lawyer, who had hidden a teenage Jewish refugee from Germany in his house. And had eventually been caught and had died as a result of this very heroic action. So I worked that story into my contemporary book as well, because it had such interesting parallels with this question of, you know, what our responsibility is to people who are others, different than ourselves.
And you, of course, as I noted, have vast experience as a journalist, as the managing editor of the New Republic, and you've covered stories about U.S. and world politics, and Americans may not be that familiar with what happens in Belgium, but as we know, it was a big part of World War II and the Battle of the Bulge, and this country, it remains a place that is of great interest today.
Yes, that's right. And it's also the capital of the European Union. And I think even before this current political moment in America that, you know, Europe was going through a large political moment and is continuing to go through this moment where there is a sort of, you know, a battle going on between fear and nativism and between this urge to be kind of moral leaders and to help others. And that was really shaping the discourse in 2015. And I wanted to write about that because, you know, I had kids who were witnessing these things. And, you know, the day of the terror attacks, the lockdown, that affected them, closed down their schools, When we had the terror attacks, I picked them up from school that day. And these were things that you have to explain to them because they're right in the midst of it. And the culture around us really did change. It became more militarized. There were soldiers in the streets. And it was something that I wanted to talk with them about and to, you know, to acknowledge fear and talk about how frightening these things are, but also how to keep our kind of moral center and to be vigilant, but also to continue to be tolerant and kind to others.
Now, Catherine, you know as well as the rest of us, there's been an incredible political sea change in America during the last few years. And how has living abroad reshaped your sense of what it means to be an American?
That's such a wonderful question. You know, I think when you go abroad, you really do think a lot about your country, and it always struck me as interesting that one of my favorite novels about America, and I think many, is The Great Gatsby, and Fitzgerald wrote a big portion of that book from France. And I think when you're abroad, you really do start to think about what your country stands for and the values of your country. And, you know, for me, I come from an immigrant background. I have three grandparents who are immigrants, and I was going through a sort of pseudo-immigrant experience being in a different country myself and feeling a lot of sort of empathy from my own grandparents for the challenges of being in a different culture and learning a new language. And I had so much more advantages than they did since I was an expat and not an immigrant. But all of this was kind of shaping, you know, a story that I wanted to write about sort of what we owe, you know, at this moment where we do feel a lot of fear and nativism, and how to have sort of open discussions about this where we listen to each other. And there are characters in the book who do not share the same views as Max develops, who have a lot of fear of the mostly Muslim population of immigrants coming in, and who really worry about Europe's security. And I wanted to include all sorts of conversations like that in the book that so kids could really, you know, see different sides, but also work through their fears by knowing some of the facts on the ground.
Well, we thank you for joining us today, and congratulations on your work. Nowhere Boy from Catherine Marsh. It's been a pleasure, Catherine.
Thank you so much, Jim. Have a good day.
Congratulations.